Hour number two, kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's hit some hour two headlines.
Thanks, John. The FDU.
You're welcome.
The FDU coach, Tobin Anderson, is leaving to replace Rick Pitino at Iona, says John Rothstein and Matt Norlander of 247. Fairleigh Dickinson, their coach who made the upset win. It's amazing that that upset win, one big upset win, gets you a job.
Yeah.
At that, Iona.
That's a little surprising. What was his name again? Tobin. What's his first name?
Tobin.
What was his last name?
Anderson.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, does he have anything else in his resume? Like, because, I mean, they were the second best team in their conference. He did say they went
for like 22 years.
Yeah. He's been there 22 years?
He's been coaching just for like 22 years, I'm thinking.
Well, I guess it was his first job in the mid. I guess it was his first D1 job. Because when I look up at, like, his coaching record, that's the only record he has. Well, I heard him say, like, during the broadcast when they beat Pittsburgh, like, this team only won 7 games last year. So I guess he did take them from 7 wins to 21 wins. So maybe he knows what he's doing. I don't know, but I don't know if he's built enough of a program to go to Iona. I mean, I don't know if Iona's a good job or not, but I know, like, Pitino was there, so maybe this isn't that big of a deal. But good for him. He seems like a nice guy. I guess if you're Iona, what the hell are you going to do?
I don't know. I'd be pretty disappointed to lose Rick Pitino. Be gaining this guy.
Yeah, but I mean, you knew you weren't going to keep him.
True. I'm Iona. Did you see last night the Louisville and Texas women's game? By the way, our women dominated last night. They won, 94-47 over the 12 seed Toledo.
We are so good.
Yeah, our ladies are heading to the Sweet 16.
The ladies are balling.
I saw Louisville, Texas.
Did you see
that? I like that psycho girl. She's my favorite because
she almost got in a fight after the game, right?
The little blonde.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Haley Van Lift.
Yeah, you know exactly what her type is. You know exactly how she gets down.
She's nuts.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely said a racial slur or two in her day. She's cute, though.
Is she?
I think so. She kind of looks like a.
You see your girls last night?
I mean, she's blonde. What?
So you see your girls last night?
Big win for your girls.
Whose girls?
Your girls.
What? Oh, twins. Miami. Yeah, the Kavanagh girls. Also a couple cuties. Yeah, the one buried the free throw there.
She was shushing, and there's still like 3-point
game.
Seconds left in the game.
3-point game, yeah.
As they tied it up immediately after that.
As it turned out, though, the University of Miami ended Indiana basketball this weekend.
Just all around.
The men beat Indiana, too.
Yeah. Miami joins us in the Sweet 16 in both men's and women's.
Are we the only ones?
However, they did not make a New Year's Six Bowl. You see the list of schools that in 2023 won a New Year's Six Bowl?
I mean, I can pretty much tell you who they were.
Made the Sweet 16 in both men's and women's?
Us and Alabama.
Alabama's women did not make the Sweet 16.
Oh. Well, it's just us then.
Probably. It's just us.
Yeah.
We're the only school. And it just says New Year's Six Bowl. I don't know if you have to win or just get there, but I don't know. I assumed it meant win it, but everything's cool except baseball.
Yeah.
Need to get this baseball program fixed.
Going to be interesting to see how that trends through the spring.
Yeah. Softball's balling.
Will the shine be lost on Tony Vitello?
According to Mike Florio, Lamar Jackson is, quote, ready to move on from the Ravens. I am now firmly in the camp of wanting to sign Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, go for it. Tell you who else is ready to move on, and that's Amanda Bynes from her career.
Uh-oh.
She was found wandering the streets of L.A. nude in the midst of a psychotic episode.
What?
They had to detain Amanda Bynes as if, ha-ha. Remember the show, the Amanda show?
Amanda.
I remember watching it when I was a boy. Sad to see how the mighty have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
They found her wandering the streets of L.A. in the nude.
I don't think she was on set as if.
In the midst of a psychotic episode, she definitely said as
if. That was Clueless. That was
Clueless.
Right?
Who knows?
That was from Clueless. As if.
I thought Amanda Bynes said it. Same era. Anyway, she's been placed on a psychiatric hold. She reportedly waved a car down and told the driver she was having a psychotic episode, and then she called 911 herself. So at least she was in a state of mind, I guess, to know something was wrong. Wonder what the hell happened to her. They said she was walking near downtown L.A. early Sunday morning without any clothes.
The Amanda Show.
Of course, I guess if you're in downtown L.A., you wouldn't think much of it.
Charlie is having a meltdown about the NHL partnering with Fanatics.
Charlie is?
Yeah.
It says sources say she doesn't.
He's mad about the strangest thing.
He's on Twitter having a meltdown cringe. Right now.
He's cringe. I had to mute him. All of his tweets are cringe. They're all meltdown. Like, I'm going to kill myself if the Titans don't do this.
They got rid of real grass. I'm going to die.
Like, okay.
They're going to build a dome.
Indoors.
Yeah, he's always melted down about something. You weren't right.
I muted him. No, I didn't mute him, but. I definitely clicked see less of this on the the algorithm. My algorithm is so messed up.
Yeah, right now. You always still get all those woke videos?
Yeah, I mean it's the woke videos, but now I was getting like fight videos, and now Now I'm getting like graphic fight videos. Ooh. Like
people are getting stomped to death.
Yeah, like bloody, just it's horrible. Elon's got to do something about this stuff. Wait. I got one of just yesterday. It was this couple. Apparently, this guy had taken their parking spot or something. They were just beating him with a baseball bat. I was like, Jesus. You could see the blood dripping on the pavement. And like,
what was that woman was screaming during that baseball bat fight, Cam? all that bat deals pissed me off. But she kept saying something.
You done? Are you whooped?
Yeah, but there's something before that.
Are you whooped?
You hear me? You hear me? That's what she kept saying. You hear me?
Tell me you're whooped.
Yeah, tell me you're whooped. You hear me?
That's what it was.
What a good video.
If you ever see a girl walking alone at night, don't walk towards her. That may scare her, and it's really creepy. Instead, sprint on all fours at her. This makes you resemble a friendly dog. Girls love dogs. She will know you're there to protect her and feel safe.
Are you reading a tweet from 2 years ago?
I don't know, but it's funny. Here's a headline for you. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. I tell you what, I'm officially done hearing this fatty talk.
Okay.
I'm ready for something. Either put up or shut up.
There have been a lot of people say that about this show.
Yeah, probably. Kim Jong-un calls for nuclear attack preparedness on U.S. and South Korea. It's all he ever does is talk. Just blabber. Just blah, blah, blah. I'm going to attack U.S. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to attack U.S. You better watch out, U.S. It's going to be the end of you. I'm going to send nukes your way. Blah,
what are you waiting for?
How long are you going to say it, Kim Jong-un? Release a couple.
Just shoot us already.
Fire them at us. Either, yeah, put up or shut up. Tired of hearing this guy talk trash. I say we go over there and execute him. Well, today's the day we could see the indictment of former President Donald Trump. News account yesterday said all NYPD members were directed to be in uniform today and ready to mobilize if needed regarding the possible Trump indictment. It's Tuesday. Could be an interesting day.
Did you see the fake AI pictures of him getting arrested?
No. Really? No, I didn't. But that sounds funny.
Do we think it actually happens?
I don't think we're going to see him in handcuffs. He might go turn himself in, though.
I don't see him turn himself in.
No. That's true. He wouldn't even leave the White House.
Yeah, I don't see him turn himself in.
Yeah, I don't know what'll happen. Could be interesting. Magic Johnson has joined bidding for the Washington Commanders as part of a group led by Sixers and Devils co-owner Josh Harris. Magic, co-owner of the Washington Commanders. Ring a bell for you?
I do look for it. Well, I mean.
Or, I mean, does that
do anything for me? I saw the story yesterday. I do look forward to seeing Magic Johnson dip his toes into some NFL tweets, though. him discovering the good players. Wow, this Patrick Mahomes is fantastic. I rank him in my top 10 quarterbacks alongside Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Derek Carr, whoever the hell the quarterback of the Washington Commanders are. I'm just naming like 10 other quarterbacks.
Taylor Heineke.
Whoa. No, he's gone. He's in Atlanta now. Mm.
He's home.
Tell you who's not in Atlanta.
He's going to be the starting quarterback by week 6.
No, he's not.
But he's in Cleveland, and that's Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs. I guess he got too popular in the Titans locker room. You couldn't keep him around to be a third string.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened. The Browns have signed Dobbs to a one-year deal.
Well, he'll be going there to be, you know, their main backup, I would say, because Jacoby Brissett's gone.
I'm uncomfortable with how much I've seen Dobbs in public as an NFL player.
You see him out yourself?
Yeah.
I see videos of him
out. I see him too much.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good if you're an NFL player. I saw him on Broadway one time. Ran into him on the street.
Yeah. I saw him at one of the hotels here in Knoxville.
You shouldn't run into NFL players like that.
I get a family Christmas card from him every year.
They still do those?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
He still goes home and takes pictures of the parents?
Yeah. They get one every year, so...
It's nice of him. I've never sent a Christmas card.
I don't get a Christmas card from anyone.
Nobody in my family has ever sent one.
You should be proud that your family's never sent a Christmas card.
Me and a woman's never sent it?
You should be proud. Nobody wants to receive them. Except my grandma.
I actually like getting them.
She's got Christmas cards all over the fridge.
When my friends send me, it does make me a little sad when my friends send me them just because they always like have
their wife and kid.
Yeah, and I was like,
look at my stupid dog. Brown lab, just like everyone else.
That's nice as I open it up, as I place them on the fridge next to all the vodka and White Claw. Open the fridge up and just bare minimum in there. It's kind of depressing.
Bare minimum in your fridge?
Yeah, I don't keep a lot in there.
Just claws.
It's claws and
like some a jug of water.
Some bologna and turkey. Some mayonnaise. Some cheese. That's about it. Some barbecue sauce and some ranch.
Can we make you some sandwiches?
Yeah, you want a sandwich?
Whenever
I have company, that's what I say. You want to make you a sandwich?
I'll cook
you
want
make you a sandwich?
I'll cook for you.
Cam Sutton got his new contract with the Detroit Lions, and then story went viral from Peter King about his agent calling him. You're going to be a Detroit Lion in about 3 minutes, he told Cam Sutton. The agent said he didn't have much time, but told him the basics of the deal. $22.5 million guaranteed, $33 million total with a signing bonus more than he'd made altogether in his last 2 years in Pittsburgh. Cam Sutton emotionally said, really? He just started crying. He said, this changes my life. Let's go to Detroit, baby. But that was kind of nice for Cam Sutton.
Let's go to Detroit.
Detroit's going to be good. The secondary is good. The defense is going to be a lot better than it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit might rank below Houston on cities.
Big cities you want to visit. I wouldn't mind going to see. I'm sure there's like a Motown Museum or something you can go to.
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe
that's literally the only thing.
Maybe like a car museum.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to see a car museum, Motown Museum, and then if you could time it up with a Detroit Lions game. Like this version of the Detroit Lions when they're
probably if you go in the summer, it would be nice too. Maybe like if you want to see a Lions game, maybe September.
Maybe early October. Maybe.
Yeah, you know, maybe Detroit ranks ahead of Houston.
Well, if I do go to Houston, it'll just be a business trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might go to Houston. No, I won't. Are you getting excited for the Big Apple?
I am. We just got our hotel booked.
Nice.
Where are you staying?
The Four Points.
Manhattan?
Yep.
Ho, 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 ho.
Three blocks from the stadium.
Manhattan, boy.
Yeah.
No Bronx for you.
No.
Did I ever tell you about my friend that he used to work up there? They moved him. I think when he first went up there, he was employed in Manhattan, and they housed him there. And then they moved him to Brooklyn and housed him there. And then they moved him to Queens and housed him there. It's gotten progressively worse.
Next
will be the Bronx.
Yeah, I wonder. My friend said that New York hotels are very small. So I guess kind of like their apartments. I'm curious to see how tight of a place they're going to have us packed in there. I've been
they're kind of small.
I've never been to New York and like stayed. I've been to New York and like stayed in New Jersey. Like I went with my friend one time and he had a family friend. We lived there.
Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Or stayed there for a couple nights. Went to the Yankees game, saw the Statue of Liberty. That was pretty much. Saw the Statue of Liberty, Empire State. Went up the Empire State Building. That was pretty much
it. Are you going to be with like big guys, greasy guys?
You mean like in terms of like worried about getting pickpocketed or hurt?
No. I mean, you said you're staying in a small room.
Oh, yeah. I mean, two people.
You're going to be with men?
Pretty full-size men.
Pretty good-sized lads?
Yeah.
How big?
Just pretty big old boys.
Big as me?
No. Come on. I'm only allowed one big friend. You're it, buddy.
Do they eat sausage and peppers?
Probably not.
Better make sure of it.
Okay.
No garlic.
Got it.
It'd be a good way to get around out of that room.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a hot garlic fart.
There are plenty of things better than that.
I mean, just destroying a room with one.
Yeah. I guess, man.
Sausage, peppers, and garlic.
Anyways, you got any other headlines?
Just like hot breath.
Cam, send us a break.
You can go to hell, my dear. You probably like it better there. With all them boys who thought they could make it, Dead Man's Curve gonna lay them down. All the things you put me.
All right. Cam, you said that's you were caught up watching. That's really gross. What is that all in your coffee? Ugh.
Well, it's powdered creamer.
Oh, no.
It seems like a bad mistake to pour in there when you don't have anything to mix it with.
I don't have a spoon, yeah.
It looks very gross.
Well, it's coagulated now, and it's...
I feel like that creamer's been here for 4 years, too. Does it go bad?
I don't know. It doesn't taste bad.
Okay.
We have a lot of this. For having no spoons, we have a lot of creamer. This. There's like five of these.
Well, maybe it's not expired then. Maybe it's not
August 16th, 2022. So, pretty good. You know,
only 6 months.
Yeah.
Creamer seems like something that would go bad though.
Yeah, but this is that powdered creamer, the non-perishable. It'll be all right. Note to self: tomorrow I'll bring my own liquid creamer.
Ooh.
It mixes a lot better than this powdered, whatever this is.
Cam, you said you got caught up watching the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, it's so much cooler than normal baseball.
It really, truly is.
I was like, this is actually lit. I like this. Why can't we should just do baseball like the World Cup. And just every 4 years, we just have a cool baseball thing.
Well, we do. That's what the World Baseball Classic is.
This is the first time I've ever seen
this. Yeah, no, it's every 4 years. It's every 4 years.
This is the first time I've ever seen this, and it was cool.
I don't know how long it's been going on. So like, I when I say it's like the World Cup, I don't know if it has, you know, the same lineage of 100 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But like I saw where they were already talking about how 2027 was going to be like a big success.
Great success.
And like how, sweet. Like, you know, everyone's been enjoying this one so much that I think they expect like the next one to be like really, really big.
Yeah, I'm in.
It got founded in 2006, so 17 years ago. So like they haven't. They've played, you know, I guess this is their sixth tournament.
Okay.
Or no, fifth tournament.
Better late than never, I guess. But I was like, this is fun. The Mexico guy robbing a home run and then just standing there, just stare off. It was sweet. It was cool.
Why do you
have
to call him a Mexican guy?
Yeah, he could just be a Mexican. He's not going to be a Mexican woman because he's not.
Oh, you never know nowadays. It's baseball.
I feel like it sounds worse if you just call him a Mexican.
That Mexican over there. He was at the wall and he just was standing there.
I do like identifying people based on their nationality, though.
I mean,
in a very non-racist way.
Yeah,
I just think it's like, that Chinese dude over there. Like, I just think it's a good way to, I don't know.
It always throws me off at work. We have a Mexican lager and we'll get people coming in and be like, yeah, let me get two of them Mexicans. I'm just like, okay.
They're not for sale.
They're for hire.
They do work for low wages.
Easy. Be careful.
It's not me saying it. It's a character.
That's right. So, yeah, like, this is they've done this, Cam. This would be, like I said, 06, okay. 09. 13, 17, then I guess 20 and 21 or whatever, whenever that was scheduled, got pushed back for COVID. So this is the first time they've done it since 2017.
Okay, that's probably why I have no idea it existed.
On one hand, like, I wonder if, like, teams will see the amount of injuries that have piled up.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
And they'll be like, hey, we don't want our players to go. But at the same time, the teams are insured. So, like, the players who have been lost to injury, like, the teams are getting their money back at least. Like, it's not like they're paying injured players.
Yeah.
Insurance is covering that. But if you're the Mets, like, losing your closer for the full year does suck. I think Jose Altuve is out, what, they say 2 months, I think, with an injury. Mm-hmm. So there have been some that have piled up. Freddie Freeman, I believe, got hurt as well. Do we know how long he's out?
Dodgers.
Yeah. Your team, did you check in on Freddie?
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
Going to be a while? Okay, I don't think you got a while. I don't even think you could have named your first baseman if I asked you.
You just said Freddie Freeman.
Yeah,
but Dodgers.
I don't think if I would have, just would have asked you if you'd have.
Here you go again with that.
Who do you think I am? Who do you think I am? Johnny Bananas.
Here you go again with that. Cassius
Do you think
Clay,
you could have gotten it? If I said who's the Dodgers' first baseman, do you think you would have gotten it?
To be honest, I don't know positions very well, okay. But I would have known Freddie Freeman was on the Dodgers.
Well, I know he was only there for 1 year. I didn't know if you kept up with him last year.
Well, yeah, of course I did.
Okay,
Freddie Freeman. Mookie Betts.
Yep.
They've lost some guys. Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, Justin Turner.
I don't think Bellinger's there anymore.
Muncie.
I don't think Bellinger's there anymore.
Bellinger, no, he.
I think he signed with the Cubs.
I couldn't remember if it was him or Seager that left. Is Seager still there? Corey Seager?
Bellinger's the pothead, right?
Oh, he was MVP. Bellinger was.
Am I thinking of the wrong one? Who's the pothead?
He looks like a pothead.
Okay, that's
his eyes are always.
Yeah, he's
like,
always goofy looking.
Yeah,
he went to the Cubs, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, at one point, the lineup was,
good enough to choke in the playoffs, unless it was a COVID year.
Seager, Mookie, Bellinger,
Turner's
Justin
gone.
Turner.
He's gone.
I think he batted fourth.
He's gone.
Where's he at now?
I want to say, I don't even know if he's.
To be honest, I didn't keep up a lot last year.
Well, that's why. I wasn't judging. That's why.
Julio Urias was there.
That's why I wondered if you would have known Freddie.
Who's the young pitcher that Will Smith?
Yeah,
Will Smith, because he came out to
getting
Fresh Prince
with it
music.
Or, yeah,
yeah. So yeah. I can still name a few players.
Okay,
but I did not keep up a lot this last season. I didn't watch much baseball at all.
It's doing pretty good TV numbers, Cam. It's been doing 2 million or so.
Who's winning?
The U.S. I think, are we headed for U.S. Japan? Is that where we're at?
That's the final.
That's the final, right? Yeah, U.S. and Japan. Japan with a couple clutch hits last night. They had a home run, and was it the seventh inning that tied it? They were down 3-0 and hit a 3-run bomb.
We play that at home, or we have to go to Tokyo?
I don't know where they're playing this.
They've been playing. Well, I know they've been playing some, in America. I think they've all been in America, right? They've been down in Miami and stuff, right?
You know what they say about going on the road to Japan?
It's the bomb.
That was a mistake. It was a mistake.
I'm pretty sure the first place game's in Miami. Like, I feel like we've been playing. I think always the championships and stuff are in tennis in America at least. So it's
home field advantage. Let's go.
A lot of the players they have a lot of professional players here already, so I guess that's the best way to keep the Americans playing in this.
Got to keep those Americans happy.
I thought we were done for. 2 weeks ago, I had us as one of our biggest losers of the weekend, and then we rallied, I guess, and we're set to come out here and try to go back-to-back. We won in 2017, but so far there have only been four champions, and the Dominican Republic won in 2013. Japan won in 2006 and 2009, and we won 2017. So
we kind of suck at this.
Well, no, we won a championship. We won the last one in 2017.
I feel like we're supposed to win this every year, though.
Well, I don't know how serious we took it at the beginning. I don't know.
When is the championship? Soon. Is it just one game?
Yes.
There's
I want to say they just play one game. I don't think they do a series.
When is it? Saturday?
I don't know when it is. Cam, can you figure that out?
Where is it?
I'm checking.
It's in Miami.
Miami?
Yeah, they.
According to Wikipedia.
Hi, Poppy.
Mm-mm. We're trying to go back-to-back.
Tuesday. Is that today?
It might just be today, yeah. I mean, they might run it back because, they've been doing it all kind of in a row, which baseball, they play every day.
Today is Tuesday.
$100,000 cars, everybody got them.
It says
Japan will face
the U.S. and Tuesday in Miami.
You want to ask me a rap thing?
I need
Let's hear you a rap thing. I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Because here's what I wanted to do.
Okay,
I'm excited to do a quote tweet, but okay. I didn't want to be like...
Oh, no.
I didn't
want to... You can't say the N-word, even if it's a song lyric.
Really?
Even if it's a lyric.
Which word is that?
You know.
Negligence.
What's the word?
Just think back to your Arkansas days.
Do you think... Do you think Eminem ever said the N-word?
Yeah, I want
to
say...
Is Eminem permitted to say it?
No.
And he knows better.
No matter what?
Yeah, I think he knows better.
No matter what, even Eminem can't say it?
Kevin, how did you feel about Lil Dicky saying it whenever he was cosplaying as Chris Brown? How did that make you feel? You know the song?
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
How do you feel about Biden saying it?
He woke up... Cody, let's get your ruling on this. He woke up as Chris Brown, right? So in the video and in the song, he is a black man in his in the storyline.
So he's playing a character...
And he's playing Chris Brown, and he says, oh, wow, I could say the N-word, and he says it like five times in a row.
Which is Chris Brown singing it.
With the R?
No.
Just soft A?
Wait, Chris Brown was? I thought...
No, Chris Brown was... It's Chris Brown's voice, but it's Lil Dicky as Chris Brown, but it has Chris Brown's voice.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me how...
You positive?
Yeah, because it would have been a bigger deal if it was
actually it did lead to that like Oklahoma soccer team singing it and getting it in trouble. But either way, I really thought it was Lil Dicky saying it.
Let me ask you this. What are whites supposed to do when they're singing along by themselves?
Skip the word.
But if there's no one else there...
Skip the word.
If you're singing in the car...
Skip the word. Condition yourself not to do it.
You're telling me you do that?
That's what I do. I skip the word.
You skip the word.
I skip the word.
You don't sing the word.
I skip the word every time.
If you're singing in your car alone...
I skip the word every time. It sounds like you don't, though.
Hold on.
So be careful.
No, no, no. Let's say it's not coming out verbally, but you're singing it in your head. You're singing it in your head.
Well, I will say that
when you're driving.
I will say like when I know it's coming up. So is that singing it in my head, like knowing it's coming, and then I blank it out.
Is it wrong to even think the word?
I can't help myself there, like because if I know the song's coming, I can't eliminate my inner thought from saying it. I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have the inner voice. I feel bad. I don't know if this is white guilt or what, but I will let you know, Cam. I skip the word. I just silence.
Sometimes it. Fits though it's because it's almost like a placeholder of like it's like using the F word. It's a strong word, so like if it's in the right spot in the song.
What F word, like, are you talking about?
Both are strong, but you know what I mean. It's like if it's written in the song, like that's where the artist meant for that lyric to be. So are you
if
supposed
you want
to just...
sing along with it, bro? Like you got to take that up with Cam and other black people. I'm just going to tell you that I don't do it.
Who was in Paris? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to... All right, here's what I wanted to ask
in that
you.
Jonah
we
Hill,
was in Paris!
In that Jonah Hill Ice Cube movie, you know, it's like where he's dating like the black girl. Like he's riding around with Ice Cube and like puts on the song. He's like, you like this song? And it's like, what's the name of it? I forgot. Jonah Hill's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Because at first, like, oh, yeah, I love this song. He's like, what do you like about it?
That's what
all right, so this is the tweet. It says... It's a Patrick Star in chains. It says, which rap opinion will have you like this?
Okay.
Tell me how chuggy this would be. I'm being vulnerable here.
Okay.
How lame? Would it be lame if... All right, I'm just going to ask.
Just go ahead.
Which rap opinion will have you like this? What if I quote tweeted it and said...
Kanye did nothing wrong.
Next time you mention Pac, Biggie, and Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby.
That'd be very bad.
That'd be cringy?
Chuggy? Don't do that.
Corny?
Don't do that.
Cheesy?
That'd be so bad.
Why?
It'd be all of the above.
Really?
Because no one thinks that's a bad opinion.
Would I just be a lame white
guy? No one thinks that's an opinion. A bad opinion.
But I just feel like that's a pretty good quote to have on a quote tweet. But yeah, think it'd be lame?
Your quote tweet's supposed to be you saying something controversial and them booing you. That's what the meme represents. Patrick is in chains, and everyone's yelling at him, and he is standing against the
masses. Well, I don't think
masses.
It's supposed to be controversial. It's just something you believe strongly.
Right, but he's standing in the masses against people booing him. So like, it needs to be something that is basically they're asking for an unpopular opinion.
All right, I'm going to read some of the replies, and you tell me if you guys disagree or agree with any of these. Kendrick Lamar is mid, and his voice is annoying.
I won't say I think Kendrick Lamar is mid, but Kendrick Lamar usually doesn't do it for me. So that's a good reply for that picture, though, because everyone loves Kendrick Lamar. I wouldn't call him mid, and I kind of like when he changes his voice. But, again, most of the time I don't really care for him.
Cam, where do you stand on Kendrick Lamar?
I do think Kendrick's overrated.
He's mid.
Would you call him mid?
I wouldn't call him mid, but I think he's overrated. You have to change your name like three times just to get relevant.
What was his name before?
He had a
Kendrick Lamar's not his name?
No, well, it's his like rap name, but like he had.
It's not his real name.
He had mixtapes back in the day where he had to.
Do you feel the same way about Future? And 2 Chainz?
I mean, I feel like 2 Chainz has to be more marketable.
Are you going to turn your back on Pluto and Booby Boy? I don't know if I could say the original version. Are you going to do that for Atlanta rappers, Cam? Because you always talk about Atlanta rappers. You just
2
took
Chainz
out,
had to do it for the branding.
You just took out two of the most popular Atlanta rappers in the last 20 years.
2 Chainz had to do it for the branding.
Uh-huh. And Pluto had to do it for what?
Because people weren't listening to that stuff, but we were listening to it.
So he changed his name to be
the
same thing you said
future.
Kendrick Lamar. So, like, sounds like you are not being consistent there with your critique.
Well, I just don't like. I don't think Future the greatest rapper of all time. Some people are like Kendrick's the greatest rapper of all time. And if you had to take for that long to get relevant by
Jay Z dropped
brand.
The hyphen out of his name. Does that count? He went from Jay Z to Jay Z.
Jay Z is mid. Someone says
disagree.
Drake is not top 10 all time.
Disagree.
Lil Wayne discography is nothing special. Young Boy is the greatest rapper of our generation. I don't know any new rappers.
I know Ja Morant made Skip Bayless mad that he was quoting some NBA Young Boy after the game last night.
Juice WRLD was not that good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever listened to a Juice WRLD song.
Cole is a better storyteller than Kendrick.
That's true.
See, Kendrick Lamar's name is Kendrick Lamar, but his middle name is Lamar. His last name's Duckworth.
Here you go. People leave out some of the goats from the top 10 conversation. Method Man, Big L, Big Pun, Mos Def, Common, Lauryn Hill, Big Daddy Kane, and Jadakiss. I remember him.
I mean, I don't think Jadakiss belongs in the goat conversation.
Mac Miller, greater than Eminem.
I think that's a pretty widely accepted take for most people.
Did he benefit from dying?
I don't think so. I think he got hurt by it because I think he was making the best music he'd ever made.
His last couple right before that were really good.
I will say that he is one of the few people, in my opinion, from music I've listened to, that I feel like he got better on every project. Like, he was getting better and better and better. Like, you could say Biggie benefited from dying early. You could say Tupac benefited from dying early.
Biggie?
Well, I mean,
I love Biggie.
Yeah, I do too. But like, when you die after, you know, an album and album and a half, two albums, like, you don't have to ever get whack or keep evolving or keep putting out.
Here's
stuff.
One for you: Uzi and Playboi Carti owe their careers to the producers who make their beats.
What the hell are you saying? You're being way too hard on Kendrick. I was looking up to see what his original name was. It was just K-Dot. It's the same thing.
I think I saw some others.
Do you feel the same way about Ludacris? He used to be Chris Lova Lova. Do you feel the same way about him?
No. I think I just
You just have a West Coast bias. That's it.
I think I just get mad how much people hammer me with Kendrick.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I was going to say, going from K-Dot to his name, Kendrick Lamar, is not that bad. No one cared when Ludacris went from Chris Lova Lova.
In Paris isn't that good.
Girl, I can't understand it. Why you wanna hurt me? Hurt me. Cam, you got trivia questions ready to go? Are you gonna get there in time?
Yeah. For sure.
Cody, what do you think the most watched NCAA tournament game of opening weekend was? Opening two rounds. TV numbers are in. What do you think it was?
I don't know.
Okay, Cam, what do you think it was?
Most watched game.
The number one game. I'll be honest, it surprised the hell out of me, and I was trying to figure out why it was. Maybe just the time worked out perfectly, because I never in a million years would have guessed this would be the one that drew the
UCLA.
Most eyeballs.
UCLA?
No. I could see why they would, maybe, potentially, although they played. Who was their second-round opponent? They beat the hell out of them,
Princeton?
Right? No.
I'm
Michigan State.
Michigan State. Michigan State Marquette, the number one watched game of the weekend.
Okay,
that's 11 crazy. Million viewers. It was on at 5 o'clock on Sunday and on CBS, so maybe it was just like that's when everyone was home watching TV.
It's 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Saturday, that same
people
time.
People getting ready for 60 minutes.
Maybe 5:15 is just the sweet spot there for viewership, because the number two watched game was Arkansas-Kansas, which was a good one, a one seed going down.
I bet it was people getting ready for 60 minutes.
I'm so tired of watching you swirl your finger around
finger
in that
coffee. This coffee.
I think I'd rather you just go to Starbucks.
Tomorrow I'll bring liquid cream, so I won't have this problem.
You have to have cream for your coffee?
No, I drank the first cup black. I like it black, but then I kind of like the second cup to have cream. Notice when I bring my Starbucks coffees in, there's two different shades.
Yeah, yeah.
One without cream, one with cream.
I just didn't know if they're the same type.
Still coffee, but
I feel
one
like
has
one had
cream.
Ice. It's so weird to me that you drank like cold iced coffee. I feel like that's such like a girl thing. I didn't know guys did that.
Yeah, I know. I never would have thought I'd be an iced coffee.
Anytime
dude.
I've ever seen men drink coffee, it's always been hot. Like I've never seen.
Hold on, hold on. I'm not iced coffee guy.
No, you're
I'm a cold brew guy. There
you're
is
not both?
No.
The cream one looks like just iced coffee.
There is a difference. The cream one sometimes does have ice, but I prefer.
Is that not iced coffee?
I don't know if that's their cold. I think it's their cold brew, and they put ice on it. But there is a difference
okay.
in iced coffee and cold brew. Cold brew is brewed like coffee.
To me, if you have ice in it, it's iced coffee. I don't know the science behind it, but like the cold brew that I see you come in with is dark. I'd be like, okay, that's not iced coffee because there's no ice in it, and it doesn't look like what my sister drinks. But like what you bring in the second time looks exactly what my sister drinks, and I equate that to women. And I'm just surprised that you drink women drinks.
Cold brew is steeped in water for 12 to 24 hours.
I don't need the science behind
but it. But iced coffee is literally just ice with hot coffee poured over it. So there is a difference. Like cold brew is brewed beforehand. Iced coffee
we
is
spend
just
way too much time talking about
putting,
coffee.
Well, you just started talking about it.
No, it's I thought I was tired of you swirling your finger in. It was more about your hygiene.
I want to tell you the difference in cold brew
I
and
don't
iced
care.
Coffee.
I could
there's
not
a difference.
Care less.
Well, there's a difference. I think
all I know
some,
is one,
some people might want to know.
One has ice and you bring it in and it looks like something my sister drinks, and I think of like teenage girls drinking it. And
like,
for some reason,
teenage
I see this
girls do not drink cold
burly,
brew.
Teenage girls, like 19, 20. Yes,
I,
they do.
Bro, I know teenage girls.
Teenage
they
girls
do not
love
drink.
Starbucks coffee. Have you ever driven down the strip, bro?
Do you know how many teenage girls I talk to on a daily basis?
Have you ever driven down the strip in Knoxville?
They're drinking.
Sometimes drive down the strip about 10 a.m. in the morning. You'll be backed up.
Bro.
You'll be backed up on the strip about 10 cars because there's only one lane and everyone's got the Starbucks wrapped around the building. So don't tell me teenage girls don't drink.
They don't drink it like
coffee.
I do.
They drink
there's
coffee.
A, there's
you said teenage
difference.
Girls don't drink coffee.
No, I didn't. I said they don't drink cold brew. They don't drink what I drink. They drink those dessert drinks.
They drink iced coffee.
They drink whipped cream and sugar, and there's a little coffee in there.
I grew up with a teenage sister. Like she's drank the iced coffee from Starbucks since she was like 17. The same thing you bring up the ice that's like caramel and three shots of this.
That's not what I drink. There's no caramel.
The second one
caramel,
looks an
there's
awful
no
lot
caramel.
Like it.
Pal, you don't know.
The second one with all the cream
and
ice in it.
Maybe talk about things you know about.
Well, I'm telling you what it looks like.
Well, I'm not over here drinking caramel macchiatos.
It looks
I'm
a lot
simply
like
drinking
them.
Cold black coffee.
No, I'm not.
There's
she doesn't
a
drink caramel macchiatos. She drinks iced coffee with cream in it. That's what she drinks. It looks just like the one you bring with ice in it.
I'm telling
you're
you.
Drinking
I'm
iced
telling
coffee.
You, these girls, that's not what they drink. They're drinking
I'm telling you, I grew up
peppermint, mocha,
I grew up with multiple
macchiato,
girls in my house,
caramel.
And that's what they drink.
And I'm telling you that I no teenage girls,
no, I
think
too. You also said that teenage girls don't drink coffee. I think you just said straight up they just don't drink coffee.
And you're said, taking one example for one thing. You're taking one person.
No, I grew up
one
with multiple,
example.
I grew up with multiple girls.
You're taking
I
your
sister
who
a,
happens
sister,
to prefer.
I have a sister and a stepsister that I grew up with. But also, I've driven down the strip plenty of times at 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning and had it all the way backed up because people are wrapped around that Starbucks on
I
campus.
I understand they like
you
Starbucks.
Girls don't drink coffee. They drink
no,
coffee.
They like Starbucks. Yes. I know there's coffee in there.
You got a girl
but
drink,
that's
bro.
Not coffee.
You don't have to be so.
There's a difference in what you're saying and what I'm saying. White girls love Starbucks.
Your
that's
caramel,
not what I'm saying.
You start putting your caramel and cream in it. Like, you're not drinking real
there's
coffee.
There's no caramel. Either.
Looks caramely.
Cream is where we draw the line. We draw the line at cream.
I've never known real men to use a lot of cream in their coffee. Maybe I just grew up in a different...
I like it black, too. I love it black.
I don't know.
I love a BBC, a big black coffee.
See a lot of your coffee's pretty tan.
My second cup is.
Yeah.
My second cup is.
That was my whole point.
Was my first cup tan? No, it was black. It was straight espresso.
Yeah, it was something different than the first one and the second one are different.
You are not going to come at me with weak coffee. Like, nobody drinks like I do. I'll drink a quadruple espresso straight out of
you have a lot of cream.
Straight out of a Pennzoil
jug. Can I get cream and make it sweet?
No.
I'm just saying, all the real men I grew up with that drank coffee, all just drank black coffee.
You want me to tell something about the real men that grew up?
I didn't see theirs coming in as tan.
No, now you've started a dialogue. Let me tell you about the real men, because I know these real men, because I grew up around them too. You know what they drink? They drink watered-down Folgers. That's what real men drink.
Black coffee.
Yeah, it's black coffee, but it's half water.
I wouldn't be spending $7 a pop watered-down for it, too, Folgers. If you want to get into that. I drink espresso.
I'll drink 700 milligrams of caffeine in one sitting.
Can we all just come to an agreement?
You're not going to come at me with
when we're looking at old men that drink black coffee, real men, and teenage girls. You're much closer to the teenage girls than you are the real men.
Absolutely not. The real men that you think of are closer to the teenage girls in terms of caffeine consumption.
It's not about caffeine consumption.
Yes, it is.
It's about taste.
It's about toughness.
It's about taste.
You want to make it about toughness, about saying old men drink. You don't know what you're the hell you're talking about.
I know black coffee is what real men drink. They don't come in with their little sweet espresso with extra cream in it and dip their fingers in cream.
Let me ask you this.
Coffee black.
What do you think is stronger?
Coffee black.
Let me ask you.
It's not about strength. It's about taste.
Okay, what do you think?
It's about taste. It's about taste? Yeah,
it's about needing to
sweeten it up a little bit so it's yummy. That's what it's about.
What do you think espresso tastes like?
Why do you get cream in it?
Why do you think old men water their coffee down? Why do you think they're drinking watered down Folgers?
Why do you put cream in it?
Because they can't handle the taste of coffee.
Tell me why you put cream in it.
They can't handle the taste.
Answer the question.
I put cream in my second cup.
Yeah, for what?
Because I like to have a little bit of a different flavor.
You like it to be a little sweet.
That's my point.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm drinking straight espresso.
I'm not talking about your first cup.
Stop telling me.
I'm not talking about your first
cup.
I'm talking about your second cup that looks, and I've been talking about your second cup the whole time.
Yeah,
it looks just like what my sisters used to drink growing up.
I need you to hear a point.
That's what I said.
I need you to hear a point.
You're arguing
different
points.
The old men you're talking about, like they're tough, I'm telling you, half of that coffee is water.
I just said they're real men.
Because they can't handle full espresso. They can't handle it.
It's not
Folgers is watered down.
They don't sell espresso at Hardee's or at the gas station or at home. People don't make that. That's what
it is. I'm just telling you, you're acting like they're tough. They're drinking it bitter. They drink it like men.
I never said they're tough.
That's exactly what you're saying. They drink it like men.
I'm saying they don't need the sweetness in it.
I am a man.
You need sweetness
in it. I'm a man.
What do you say?
I don't need sweetness.
Cam, what was he said? I like to have a little bit different of a
taste.
Listen
to me. I will drink.
I like to come in with the girls caramel sweet with some ice in it.
Bring me the strongest thing you can find. I will drink a bitter
as long as it's got a little cream in it.
Quadruple espresso.
Can I get some cream in it and a little sugar?
I'll drink espresso out of a Pennzoil jug.
Yeah. On your first cup, not your second cup. Second cup, you got to
sweeten
it up a little
bit. What's wrong with having a little something different on the second cup?
What's wrong with it? I don't know why you're so offended by it.
Well, you're acting like I'm a girl. You're calling me a girl. You're saying I'm not as tough as the old men.
I just said you drink what girls drink.
No. Girl, I've just explained this to you. You don't understand coffee culture. I just explained to you. The girls drink macchiatos and caramel and peppermint mocha
and
pumpkin
iced coffees
spice.
With cream in it.
No, I draw the line at cream. I draw the line at cream.
You just spent your time putting cream in.
I draw the line at cream, though.
And ice?
There's no peppermint. There's no pumpkin spice. There's no whipped cream.
It's okay. You don't have to be offended by it. I was just surprised by it.
I am. I do take offense when you act like I'm not a man. Because I'm drinking girl drinks.
I just think it's weird to put so much.
So you're admitting
ice like it's. I just said I didn't take you for a iced coffee guy. That's it. That's all I said.
I'm an off type of coffee guy.
Okay, that's fine. You are. You drink just like what the women drink. All coffees.
That's not what they drink.
All coffees.
I know what these
this guy
girls
said.
Drink.
Teenage girls didn't drink coffee the first way. So that was what he first said.
A lot of them drink those dessert drinks. They drink those dessert drinks.
Not
I've been to Starbucks every day.
For the last
6 months.
Not first thing in the morning.
Intervention.
They're not going in there. Tennessee, find me a teenage girl that says I want a black coffee.
Tennessee, you don't drink black coffee.
Yes, I do.
When?
Every day you've seen me for the last. What do you think a nitro cold brew is? It's so black. It's their strongest concentration.
It's a nitro cold brew.
It's black coffee.
Imagine your grandfather going in somewhere and saying, "Can I have a nitro cold brew?"
Yes.
Can you picture that?
No. No, I can't. Not my granddad.
Okay.
Just yesterday, I had a black coffee. That's all I had.
Once, once in a while, maybe. I'm sure you put some cream in there.
It's stronger than regular black coffee. That's why I like it. The whole reason I drink it is because it's stronger.
Okay. Whatever you need to tell yourself, man. It's fine.
You and your aunt.
Me do think the fella protests a little too much. A hit dog hollers, Cam.
No, a hit dog. No, no. A hit dog is offended.
He's on my tail.
A hit dog is offended.
Kentucky, Kansas State was number 3. All of those games at over 9 million. Coming in at 4th, just below 9 million viewers, Duke and Tennessee. So Tennessee did draw a crowd, obviously, thanks to Duke. But a lot of the country saw Tennessee rough up that team.
Good.
That we did. That we did. I hope this narrative continues about us roughing up teams.
Do we think we'll have see any, like, carryover effect from this?
Sawyer writes in, John doesn't drink beer. Got to have the sweet white claws. Got to have that sweet, sweet claw.
That's nothing to do with sweetness.
Fruity flavors.
That's nothing to do with sweetness.
You and your fruity.
I don't like beer.
I associate you with fruity.
Okay.
Sawyer and I, when we think of John, we think of fruity.
I'm not going to sit here and get so upset about it because it doesn't bother me. Unlike you, who clearly had to defend his honor, no, I'll just say,
no, what bothers
I love
me as you reporting false information.
I love White Claw Hard Seltzer. I don't like beer. I appreciate them for sponsoring me, but I drank it before they sponsored me. That's why they sponsored
me. You reporting false information is what upsets me.
I'll pound a lot of liquor with it as well.
Parker says, give the iced shaken espresso at Starbucks a chance. Never had that one.
Do you think we'll see any residual carryover from this run for Tennessee? Kind of like the football season, kind of like the baseball season where you felt like you were a popular place for transfer options. Do we think Tennessee playing their way into that as well? Because Tennessee is going to lose most likely a lot of people off of this team, right? Like you've seen. Yeah. Urosh kind of just come out and say, like, yeah, we're not going to let our careers end, a.k.a. like, this is kind of our last run. Like, nobody's really planning on coming back for that COVID year, it seems like. Not saying that everyone's going to close the door, but it does seem like you're going to have 3 or 4 people move on.
Yeah. I'd say, yeah, I think NIL is still going to be a huge factor, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up well, for sure.
Tennessee, Louisiana also came in. It looks like the 12th ranked game, which is surprising because that was like at 10 o'clock at night on Thursday.
Maybe what do you think about such a late tip?
For Saturday night, or for Thursday night, excuse me?
Thursday. I don't know what time we tip Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know yet either. There'll be 2 games, and I'd say we'll be the early one because the other one will be the West Coast game, if I was guessing. But if we win, when we win. I got no issue with being the late tip. I thought we'd be the first game that they threw on, but I got no issue with it. Other than the fact Santi says he doesn't like playing at night, that worries me a little bit. We did play a lot better at 2 p.m. than we did at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Luckily, you'll be all coffeeed up. It won't matter to you.
Oh, I'll be jacked.
It's going to be a long day for me, though, traveling and probably going to start drinking on that second flight.
You should just try to enjoy it with no booze.
At noon. I know, but when they give it to you free in first class, so you gotta drink it when it's free.
It's so hard not to drink booze.
I know.
And again, if you like to drink, it's hard to not drink.
And if your friends are drinking, and again, it's free, so if you turn it down, you're just literally throwing money away.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at
What's
it.
What's the point in riding in first class if you're not gonna take advantage of the free booze?
Are you really flying first class?
Yeah.
From Nashville?
Charlotte. Knoxville to Charlotte, Charlotte to Newark.
Oh, you changed your flight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because my friend
Charlotte
could get
to Newark
first class.
First class? Are you first class Knoxville to Charlotte too? That's a 10-minute flight.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think that really benefits you.
No. I've flown that one before. You just go up in the air and then right back down.
Yeah. I flew one time from Chattanooga to Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that?
Why?
12 minutes?
My stepmom wanted to go through that airport because it was easier to get through security than it was in Atlanta.
Can you even get the plane up? Like, how does that
work? You basically
went
up, down. That was basically, it was like a 20-minute flight.
But you don't even level out, do you?
I don't know. I don't know. It was very short, and it was so frustrating because on the way back, we kept getting delayed. So, we couldn't get from Atlanta to Chattanooga. And I was like, can we please just rent a car and just drive?
Yeah,
it'd be a 2-hour drive. Can we just do that, please? They're like, no, our bags and stuff are there. I was like, oh, my God. Well, can I do it? Can you rent me a car and just let me drive home?
I mean, I guess the benefit is you don't have to deal with traffic. But
traffic, security, and expensive parking. I don't know. They had their reasons.
Hmm.
The Fan Run live stream is powered by Linderman Sports Medicine. If you are not active right now because of any discomfort or pain keeping you from your activities, check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine. Let her try to help you get back in the game of life without surgery. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Hour 2 in the books. We'll kick off hour 3 of headlines.